Broncos training camp just 1 week away now, and this is our final countdown to camp with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer. I'm Phil Milani, and we've saved the best for last, but quarterback position. At the end of OTAs, head coach Gary Kubiak said that Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian were neck and neck. That hasn't changed up to this point, but it's certainly something we'll be watching for when camp begins.
And we'll certainly be watching to see how those repetitions, particularly on the first team, are divided. If they are neck and neck, is it going to be Mark Sanchez leading the ones one day and then Trevor Siemian leading the ones the next day? At the end of OTAs, Siemian did get a day to lead the first team. That was actually the final day of OTAs last month. So maybe Kubiak is going to split it like that. But clearly those two are ahead of Paxton Lynch. At the same time, what Kubiak said he wants to see is consistency. And whichever quarterback is the most consistent will probably end up with the job. And I don't think he's closed the door on Paxton Lynch being the guy who becomes the most consistent and eventually earns it.
Trevor Siemian looks like a guy who took great advantage of the opportunity he had last year to watch Brock Osweiler, watch Peyton Manning, listen to Coach Greg Knapp in the quarterback room. I think that he's done a great job as far as preparing himself for this moment. And you can see in the accuracy that he's demonstrated throughout the OTAs, throughout the camps up to this point. I think that he's developed a chemistry with the wide receivers, and I think he's put himself in great position. Now, that being said, Mark Sanchez has also done a great job. It's going to be interesting to see who can kind of elevate themselves, and I think it's going to come down to who knows the playbook better. I mean, it's really going to come down to command of that huddle and then, you know, getting those guys on the same page.
How long into training camp will we have to wait until Gary Kubiak names a guy?
I think it'll be probably 2 weeks. I think he may try to name a guy before the first preseason game just to give everyone some stability. But at the same time, if no one has emerged, this thing could go until the third preseason game. We'll see. I mean, you look at past examples where a rookie quarterback ended up winning the job. Look, say, at Russell Wilson in Seattle in 2012, and he wasn't named the starter until toward the end of preseason. So if Lynch is pushing and he's doing well, Kubiak may kind of opt to hold off on naming a number one quarterback. It'll be interesting to see what he ends up doing. At the same time, all three guys, they have different strengths, really. I mean, Siemian makes great decisions, but you'd like to see him throw more downfield, take more chances. But that may well be what they want from this offense, because you ideally got a good running game. You know you have an elite defense coming back. Above all, you want the quarterback to be consistent and not make mistakes.
That's one thing that we didn't touch on was, you know, how quickly Paxton Lynch can learn the playbook and get everything down. That might play a huge role into where this QB competition goes. I disagree with Mace just a little bit, and the simple fact that I think it's going to be a couple weeks into the preseason. We might get to preseason game 3 or 4 before we figure out who's going to be the starting quarterback as we head into week 1 of the regular season. I just think that the more time Paxton Lynch is given, I think the more this will change the dichotomy of the QB competition.
And remember this also. I mean, Kubiak worked under John Harbaugh in Baltimore. Not when Joe Flacco was a rookie, but he takes a lot from Baltimore and what he learned there. And Harbaugh was not afraid to throw Flacco out there in week 1, even with a team that was pretty good, and they went all the way to the AFC Championship. So if Paxton Lynch is doing well enough, I don't think he'll be afraid to put him in.
Of course, Trevor Siemian was the only quarterback that was around last season. Mark Sanchez, Paxton Lynch knew. Who benefited the most from the past few weeks here, getting a chance to just study on their own?
Well, Sanchez certainly sounded like he was going to be a guy who helped. He was talking about taking his playbook to the beach, taking it everywhere.
Flashcard guy.
Flashcards. Just studying. And the thing that Mark Sanchez had to overcome in OTAs, it was the fact that he didn't know the playbook. And you could see the first couple of weeks as he was adjusting, he was a bit behind. I thought he really caught up toward the end of OTAs. And so that familiarity, I think, has allowed him to get to the same point of Trevor Siemian. We'll see if the experience helps him pull ahead.
I think Paxton Lynch is going to benefit the most from this month, just from the simple fact that it seems like he takes his playbook to dinner, he says. He takes it to lunch. Everywhere he goes, he seems to have that thing. So I think he's putting in the time, putting in the work, and I think it's going to pay dividends once we hit day 1 of training camp.
One of the interesting things to me is that it seems like each of these guys kind of brings something different to the table. Mark Sanchez has the most experience. Trevor Siemian's been here the longest, and it seems to me like Paxton Lynch may be the most physically gifted.
Raw athletic ability, yeah, absolutely.
Raw athletic ability and the strongest arm of the three. I mean, and certainly a willingness to go downfield, and, you know, saw it throughout OTAs, beautiful deep ball, hitting guys on the post routes. probably has the highest ceiling of the three guys, but the same. But you're also making a decision based on the fact that you're trying to defend a title. You're not going into this coming off a 5-11 season, and that may well play into whether Paxton Lynch is the starter or not.
And that's another thing that Mace, you know, I agree with you on that. You don't need to do a lot as far as, you know, coming into the defense has been so good that if the defense kind of leads the offense, I think that you're going to be in good shape. These three guys just need to know, you know, we need to get the playbook down, we need to control the offense, don't make turnovers, be able to run the football, and you'll be fine. You don't need to throw for 400 yards a game right out of the chute.
And that's something we see Mark Sanchez have a lot of success with when he was in New York.
He had a success with that in New York, but at the same time, you look over the course of his career, his interception rate is higher than you'd like. Can this offense, can Greg Knapp and Gary Kubiak make Mark Sanchez into a quarterback who doesn't make those kind of mistakes, who isn't throwing downfield in double coverage and is instead taking that check down on 3rd and 10 and settling for a punt? I hate to go back into John Fox speak, but sometimes a punt is not a bad play with this team.
John Fox speak, that's something we haven't heard in a little while, huh? Well, this could be something that even plays itself out through the beginning few weeks of the season, too. So certainly I know fans are interested. That's why you'll be heading out to Broncos headquarters for training camp. We can't wait to see you. Training camp just 1 week away. This has been our final countdown to kickoff. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani.